This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets?
Well, we had a two-sided trading session today, Leslie, but by the end of the day, feeder cattle closed positive, live cattle were mixed. We did not have any earth-shattering news till late in the session. We started picking up talk of possibly some 127 cash trade taking place, which could be as much as $7 higher than what we saw last week in the Southern Plains. At mid-morning, choice box beef was down 64 cents, select boxes up 47, total movement of 101 loads. We also saw a cattle kill of 106,000 head being estimated today. On the close, October live cattle 40 cents lower, December down 35, October feeder cattle $1.10 higher, with November feeder 77 cents higher, and December lean hogs 2 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Well, neighbors, it's one of those annual production sales that you don't want to miss. We're talking about Black Jack and Guest annual female production sale coming Saturday, October 17th, 12:30 p.m. at Black Jack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 70 Angus and Sim Angus lots. For details, contact Keith Grissom at 405-382-7678. The sale catalog will be online at www.mcsauction.com. Black Jack and Guest female production sale, October 17th.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Tom, how did the USDA reports today impact the grain sectors?
Well, it was mostly a negative impact for the wheat and the corn. I'm not too sure there was really any major surprises other than seeing a large drop in harvested soybean acres by 1.1 million acres. But other than that, it was hard to find anything that was a huge surprise to the market, as we did see lower production numbers, lower ending stocks out there. And this mostly was slightly negative, but not the end of the world. But we did see December Casey wheat close down 3.25 today, March Casey down 3 cents, December Chicago down 2.25, December corn down 8.5, with March corn down 8.25. A lot of that selling in the corn came at the end of the session. November soybeans were up 4.5 cents, with January up 4.25.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866 Go to Tom.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.